Rounding out our weekend here at the INI Antique Tractor and Gas Engine Club Showgrounds, 2025 Historic Farm Days, and I think we finally started to get a little bit of that rain that had been threatening all weekend here, Dave Brown.
We sure did, Chad, and we moved our raffle drawings to inside just in the nick of time, and that was a Chuck Stelter decision. Good job, Chuck.
Thank you, Dave. I mean, it's only sprinkling at the moment, but it would have been our luck if we'd held it outside. It would have cut loose on us.
You never know when the lightning might hit.
Well, that's true. I mean, we got to be safe.
Absolutely. Well, before we announce our winners, we had three drawings here and then the grand prize. Tell me how you thought the show went.
I thought the show was very excellent. We had an excellent number of tractors. The crowds were good. The Thursday night antique tractor pull and then the Friday and Saturday night tractor pulls were excellent. I couldn't have asked for a better show.
We dodged the rain for the most part during the 3 days.
Yes, we did. We got all the wheat combined. We got all the wheat stubble plowed. Everybody had a good time. No accidents or anything, so it was a very good show.
And we'll be looking forward to the Half Century Progress. That's about a month away, coming up August 21st to the 24th.
Yes, I invite everyone to come to Rantoul, to the former Chanute Air Force Base. Come and see all the activities that are going to be going on at the Half Century of Progress.
Now, what will be the features here next year?
Next year, we are having Alice Chalmers, and we are actually holding the national show, which is called the Gathering of the Orange.
That should be a big one.
It's going to be a huge show next year.
Looking forward to that. Chad, announce our winners here, and then we'll be talking about some more here in just a second.
Well, first we'll do the cash prizes here, Dave. Steve Eilers won the second prize, which was the $300. Dwayne Knopstein? Well, it depends, I guess, on what side of the creek you're on whenever you say that. Well, anyway, Dwayne won $200. And then the trio of Jim Lamore, Larry Duda, and Dave Warman's going to split that $100 prize. The winner of that nice Oliver that we've seen floating around the grounds here and, of course, was moved up here at the end of the weekend is Eugene Stufflebeam. And I think they said he was from Lewistown, Illinois. So congratulations to all of those gentlemen on becoming big winners at the 2025 Historic Farm Days.
Yep, I can't believe the show's over, but like I said, we're going to get just a little break, and then we're off to Half Century.
Yes, we'll take a good week or two off, and then it'll be time to get everything set up over at Half Century. We are really, really looking forward to it this year. We're going to have feature the 100 Years of Caterpillar. The International Farm All Guys are getting together and doing a 1206 reunion. And the John Deere boys are wanting to get as many 4020s together as they can. Plus all the other brands of tractors and all the plowing, the corn picking, soybean combining. And it is going to be an excellent, excellent show.
Of course, they are big tractor pulls they have there.
Yes, we have 3 nights of tractor pulls, antiques, and then the major circuits are running also.
So you can go to the Historic Farm Days site for here, and then Half Century of Progress show.com for more information there.
Yes, it'll give you all the information you need. It gives you the dates. It gives you the entry fees and all the rules and everything. So I invite you to go to halfcenturyofprogress.com.
Chuck, I can't thank you enough for working with you at WITY. I've been a member of the INI Club for years, and it's just been a great partnership, and we appreciate the relationship we've got with the INI Club.
And we appreciate WITY, Dave. You and all of your guys, everything you do for us. We couldn't ask for a better radio station to back us up.
We're glad to do it. Chad, thank you for your great coverage this week and our entire team. I appreciate all the help.
Hey, thanks for having me out here. It was a great weekend. There again, we had three first-timers out here with us this weekend, Dave. So anytime that you have that, we always know it's a crapshoot. But I tell you, Chase Dooley, Jesselyn Eisenman, and Brennan Easter all stepped up in big ways this weekend. And our good buddy Mike Zerba coming out for bingo on Friday. I tell you, he enjoys doing that, and it adds to the weekend. But yeah, it was a blast.
And we've got some great video we shot here at the show. Go to WITYradio.com, click on the farm section, and those videos will come up. Stu Ellis had some. I know you have some on there. We did some wonderful interviews here with the different exhibits featuring Oliver and some of the other showcasings there.
And here this week we will get the reports once we get them kind of all together here. We'll get some filing done for those and make sure that those go online. So if you missed a report from the weekend or you want to go back and hear it again, if we did an interview with you, we're going to make it easy this year. Just go to our website. They'll be under the Down on the Farm podcast. You'll be able to get that audio, and you'll be able to hear what all the other folks had to say about the weekend.
Watch those videos. Stu Ellis was on quite a few of them, and you'll enjoy it. Again, we look forward to Half Century Progress about a month away. Park it right here for more ag coverage all summer long. We'll be back on the fair circuit this week, and we'll be at Iroquois County. I know we're going there, and then we're also going to Fountain County.
Absolutely. No rest for the wicked here. We go right back into it on Monday and Tuesday, gathering reports from both locations. And then right after that, go right into Champaign and Edgar and wrapping up a busy July. And hey, I tell you, in August, we've got Illinois State Fair. We'll have Half Century. We'll have Farm Progress Show and Sweet Corn Festival. So you're going to want to come here for all the coverage of all those events. And we'd be remiss if we didn't mention next weekend, come out just up the road, 3 miles up the road, Gifford Sesquicentennial. They're going to have an exciting weekend for folks there.
Before I let you go, next year is the 50th anniversary of the club and 150th anniversary of Pinfield, Chuck.
Yes, it is. So we are going to do a few special things for our 50th anniversary and the 150th anniversary of the club. But it is also 250 years for the United States of America. So we're going to do some patriotic things along those lines also.
It will be an exciting time.
Oh, it's going to be an exciting and a busy time.
Absolutely. Chuck Stelter joining us, president of the I&I Antique Tractor and Gas Engine Club. Once again, thanks, Chuck.
And thank you, Dave.
For Chad Baker, I'm Dave Brown on Ileana's Farm Choice, WITY.